everybody. It's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.TV, bringing you the tinfoil hat answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder and a whole lot of other things.
That's for sure. So mind control technology, I mean, it's just a conspiracy theory, right? Well, not according to the World Economic Forum now. Not only do they want to control, or not only do they want you to own nothing and be happy, they also want to read your mind and own your mind.
So what does this mean? And why are purple street lamps popping up in every major city in the U.S.? Is this affecting our human brains? And if so, who's behind it?
Well, on tonight's Edge of Wonder, Rob and I will answer these questions along with the top 10 most insane dystopian things the World Economic Forum has said, followed by our live Q&A. So we'll see you guys out
on the edge of WEF. Lindsay really wants us to take these hats off.
Listening to our Edge of Wonder podcast? Please leave us a five-star rating and review so we can keep making these awesome shows for you guys.
And if you're watching on video, we're going to leave these hats on for a couple more minutes just to make Lindsay uncomfortable.
I can't hear her anyway.
Look, this is the closest, this is the most you're ever going to see Lindsay. She's like over here somewhere.
Yeah, these are the ones that we got from...
trying to see her waving right there.
So before we start the show, something really crazy happened to me. So I was brushing my teeth and I was like looking at my teeth in the mirror because like I have one like tooth that's kind of bothering me, and my phone was like just it was laying up and it was just off for everything. You know, it was just laying next. There was like sitting next to or on the counter next to me as I'm like brushing my teeth. Don't really think about anything. And I'm like kind of thinking about my tooth and whatnot. Sure enough, right away on Facebook, I get all these local ads for all this dentist just start showing up. So I realized that, you know, obviously these things are watching us through the cameras, right? But then I started thinking about it even further about the face recognition and really what it's doing. It's not only just, you know, it's like every app uses it. Every app that it's like, oh, you know, you can log in using your face, right? But now I realize that it's completely analyzing our faces to present ads to us that based on whatever emotion that we're feeling at the time or what, however we look. And I'm sure these AI, whatever this thing is, can analyze our faces.
Well, and so guaranteed the audio could hear you brushing your teeth, too. So now you've got brushing your teeth being heard through the microphone, right?
Yeah.
And a combination of when you're putting your camera up, it can see what you're doing, you know?
True. But I mean, but the thing is, I mean, I just had it. I wasn't like using my camera to try to look at
my teeth. I get it. It's weird. Like it's reading.
I was like holding another mirror up and kind of like looking at my teeth. And I'm like, what the heck, man? This is so
That's
bizarre.
Weird.
Super weird. I mean, it's, you know, obviously we've talked about how like you think something and you're seeing ads, you know, and that happened to me the other day as well. But this is the first time where it was like looked like it was directly from a camera, you know, looking at us, and it's like, wow, none. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of led into the World Economic Forum and what's been going on. And obviously they've been
This comment, Ben. Mm-hmm. Ben always looks great in hats, not so sure about Rob. Thanks, guys.
That's hilarious. So funny. So all right, this one actually has the it's from Rex Bear from
the copper inside, right?
So yeah,
it'll
basically... Yeah, the copper inside.
Man, that's terrible.
All right. It's to, I'll put on my other hat.
You know, if you leave the copper down, you kind of look like a rapper.
Like, yeah, I was thinking that too.
Ice or something.
I just need some like tattoos on my face, like the crying.
Yeah, so you can post-caffeine. There's a lot to get into here about the World Economic
The
Forum.
World Economic Forum right now. So, first, we'll show this. This is from reclaimthenet.org. Now, this isn't from, well, we'll get into it. This is actually from World Economic Forum's own words. But before we kind of go into that, the headline of this is the World Economic Forum hears about technology that allows your thoughts to be monitored. And it sounds like they are actually trying to do this. So recently in Davos, which we're going to get into, but this article is crazy article. Because it does start out like, yeah, this sounds like a total bizarre, like crazy ideas, like conspiracy theory. They're trying to like do mass surveillance with our minds and monitor our minds, monitor what we're thinking about and everything else. But we're gonna show the World Economics Forum in their own words. So this guy, I actually don't know how to pronounce this dude's name. He's a professor at Duke University. Nita
Farahany?
Fahrenheiny, something like
I like the way you said it better because it's got Heine in it.
that. Actually, I'm not okay. Wait, they're saying it's a woman. I thought it was
Well,
a man.
Nita is a woman's name, you know?
Well, it's yeah, NITA. Yeah, I guess you're right. So there was somebody else though that was a male talking about mind control too, but we'll show that later. So anyway, so she revealed during her presentation that some form of brain activity is being tracked. And it's happening at the workplace. So more than five, this is what was revealed. 5,000 companies around the world are at this point where they're monitoring their employees' brains for fatigue levels. That's what they're saying. Like, for example, truckers are some of the number one people that are doing this, they're doing this with. So truckers are supposedly wearing these like very specific hats. So when they drive, if they start feeling tired or anything, it will send signals and the company will know like, oh, hey, and either like call the person or whatever. I mean, now, okay, that's this is some like, I guess you could say positive aspects to this, but the negative ones are obviously what's going on in China. It's like, oh yeah, we're just monitoring, our everybody in the country's thoughts to make sure that they're okay. And it's like, I highly doubt that. But
Right.
they can through it says through headbands, earbuds, headphones, all these things can they can use any of these devices to monitor these things. And yeah, so again, if it sounds like tinfoil hat stuff, here's the World Economic Forum where she is presenting this stuff firsthand. So Lindsay, can you open the next? Actually, it's in the article. Scroll down. I think the video's in there. That. Oh, no, it's not. Go to the next link. Actually, go to the second link. The first one is a little bit shorter. If you go to the first one or the second one, it shows the whole thing. Yeah. This is some crazy stuff.
It's thinking right now. It's about to open up.
Okay.
So this is Nita,
Yeah, this is Nita. Okay, there's another guy that's saying some other stuff we're going to get into.
Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. After all, what
Whatever.
you think, what you feel, it's all just data. Data that in
Wow.
large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence. We're not talking
Wow.
about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain, earbuds,
Terrible
headphones,
idea.
tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear.
Tiny
We can pick
tattoo.
up emotional states like, are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind, simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account. Meta acquired this company, Control Labs, in 2019 because major tech companies are investing in helping to make these devices universally applicable as the way in which we interact with the rest of our technology. In fact, the coming future, and I mean near-term future, is these devices being the primary way in which we interact with all of the rest of our technology. Rather than a mouse or a keyboard, you can simply swipe with your mind. While we can't literally decode complex thought just yet, there's a lot that we can already decode that's quite relevant for the workplace.
Well, sure, we actually can, but we're not going to say that out loud.
I mean, the voice of God stuff has been around forever. If you can plant a voice in someone's mind, I'm sure you can extract what's on a person's mind.
Yes. And actually, we could either talk about that, but and this was at the World Economic Forum. Like, she was presenting this information, and the World Economic Forum on a website, they've had a lot of articles talking about this specific concept, and they've taken them all. Most of them they've taken down. Lindsay, can you pull up the next link here? This is on the World Economic Forum's website. Mind control, how technology is blurring the lines between man and machine.
It's loading.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of loading today.
Okay. Scroll down there.
So Rob, actually, if you want to read what's in the doc here.
Yeah. Okay. So it says here, we already have the first outward neural interface system to be tested in humans. It is called BrainGate. Ah, that's a conspiracy name even.
And dude, I know.
An array of micro electrodes implanted into the part of the brain concerned with controlling arm movements. Signals from the micro electrodes are decoded and used to control the movement of a cursor on a screen or the motion of a robotic arm. So it goes on to say, we might find ourselves controlling computer games or taking direct control of machines at work. We will still be a long way from the seamless integration of humans and machines, but the science fiction vision of the cyborg will become real enough to give us pause for thought. It already has.
Yeah, I think it has too. I mean, it's like if the World Economic Forum is talking about this, most likely we're seeing it already with our phones. We really are. I mean, it's crazy when you just think of something and all of a sudden that ad is there, you know? And like I said, it's probably happened to me like 4 or 5 times. And I know so many other people it's happened to now. So it's kind of scary. And here's another article. This one was actually deleted from the World Economic Forum, but it was there. This is a using a Wayback Machine. This is actually on the Wayback or on the World Economic Forum.
Why did they take this down?
Because
I don't understand why they do that.
So the headline is mind control using sound waves. We ask a scientist how it works. And this is a scary article, actually.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the Montauk Project in a WEF public article.
Now, granted, the first half of it is really kind of focusing on what it would be useful in a positive way, like somebody who has Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or has something else going on with them. And it's like, okay, hey, we can use this technology to help them where they can actually speak. They may be able to help function, control their body and things like that. So it's like, okay, here's one level where that can be a positive thing. But they start asking the scientist about different aspects, and what's written here. He says, one of the many difficulties is to know for sure that we are indeed controlling neurons with these sound waves as opposed to damaging them. The truth is that we still don't know how the process works. And if you don't know how it works, you don't know how much is too much. Then he says, from a biological perspective, it's similar to drugs. It can cure you, it can get you addicted, and it can kill you. It's all about staying within a given set of rules. From an ethical perspective, the world is changing so fast that it's difficult to assess what will be acceptable tomorrow that is not today, such as taking down this article. And then he says, this technology is not without its risks of misuse. It could be revolutionary healthcare technology for the sick, or a perfect, okay, this is literally what it says here, or a perfect controlling tool with which the ruthless control the weak. This time, though, the control would be literal.
Dang. Now I see why they removed it. I mean, they are literally just telling us. And again, this technology has existed for quite some time, according yes, to has. Different documents that have been declassified, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Seriously, this is one of the. This is why exactly. This is why they took it down, because this exact thing. So. All right, we need to play a trailer, and then when we get back, we will talk about the Voice of God technology, which you brought up, Rob.
Sounds lovely. Can't wait.
What if I told you that octopuses are so smart, they may even have extrasensory abilities? That's right. I'm talking about a psychic octopus.
That sounds like a terrible B horror movie.
What's happening?
It's a huge squid. It's got the glider.
In 2010, during the FIFA World Cup in South Africa, an octopus in Germany correctly predicted the outcomes for all 7 of the German team's soccer matches. But he also picked Spain to win the final against the Netherlands. The octopus, who was named Paul.
Who names an octopus Paul?
This octopus Paul indicated his favored teams by choosing between food and glass cases containing flags of 2 opposing teams.
You've heard about Cthulhu and the Kraken. You've wondered about superpowers and the occult. You've seen movies and TV shows reveal truths that even they may not have realized. Is a cephalopod takeover on the horizon? Are eels interdimensional? Have reckless oil companies unleashed an evil on the world that they don't want you to know about? Join Edge of Wonder for a deep dive into the cryptids of the abyss.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. So you guys, for those of you watching us on Rumble, you can find all of our awesome produced shows that we work on rise.tv. And also please like, or subscribe to us on Rumble as well for those watching, and any other platform are maybe 5 people that we have watching on Facebook.
12. I've been monitoring our success there.
We're moving up in the world on that one.
We sure are.
But on Rumble, we're actually getting, thank you guys for really helping us grow on Rumble. Our last live show so far is like 50,000 views. So thank you for supporting us in that aspect.
Sharing us.
All right. So should we move on to the Voice of God technology?
Well, of course we
should. So this is interesting. Forbes had an article and the headline is titled UFO Plasma Lasers and the Pentagon's Voice of God Weapon.
So, and of course, yeah, Forbes put that out, which makes a whole lot
Forbes
of sense.
Forbes put that out, yes. And it just the article starts out basically saying that the Navy is looking into ultra short laser pulses, which create glowing plasma in midair to decoy missiles away from aircrafts. So they're saying that this might be some of the UFO quote unquote phenomena that we're seeing, or the UAPs, some of that that we're seeing. So it's interesting because it is acknowledging that the Navy does have these like laser pulses that they're shooting up in the sky. So that's kind of interesting in itself, but it goes in to one of the more interesting stories they found was from New Scientist journalist Jason Mullins, who heard about a bizarre new weapon supposedly being developed in the New Mexico desert. And this was back in the 80s. And this is the Voice of God technology. Rob, you want to read this quote?
Yeah. 'Cause
it's crazy.
Sure. So, quote, researchers working with high power laser weapons discovered that they could create a glowing ball of fire in the sky by crossing the beams of two powerful infrared lasers. The beams were invisible to the naked eye, but where they intersected, their electric fields became so intense that they ripped apart molecules in the air, creating plasma. By moving the laser beams around the sky, the researchers found they could shift the plasma ball back and forth at a very high speed, Mullins wrote in 2000. So far, so strange. What makes it stranger is that by pulsing the lasers, they could modulate the crackling sound produced by plasma to carry coherent speech, in effect, a talking fireball. The idea was that the device would be used for psychological operations with a seemingly divine voice commanding opponents to flee or surrender, which is what you and I researched.
This is, yeah, exactly. And a lot of things that I was really looking into could put out, like, for example, a song as, and this is, I honestly think is where the 808, the beats for the 808 really comes in. And I know, you know, Conway's crazy right now, but he was talking about this. And you know, most of the rap music that you're listening to does come from the 808, and it's very easy to just slide in almost like a subliminal message or something you want to hear in a specific sound frequency that maybe we can't really hear consciously, but we pick it up subconsciously. And I mean, the sky's the limit at that point. Like whatever you want to put into a song, you could put it into. And maybe that's why some people, when they hear certain songs, there's just some people that just, you know, do something really weird or horrible or really bizarre. And later they're like, this song told me to do it or something. And everyone's like, oh, this person's crazy. I don't know. You know,
well, you know what's even crazier to me is that Ghostbusters really got it right. They like, actually Lindsay and I both had this thought while you were talking about this, but crossing the streams in the first one, when they cross the streams to battle Gozer. Or Gozerian or whatever, all this like plasma started coming off of the beams when they were shooting them, which is like, they got it right. That's really interesting.
That is really interesting. And if this sounds like total conspiracy theory nonsense, there's a patent for this technology and it exists on the Google website.
It's called Silent Subliminal Presentation System.
Yes. That is Ghostbusters. I don't know which one.
Not really sure what that's the supposed to be the first one, I think.
Okay. Good. I actually kind of like the second one, even though it's the storyline's not that.
It's a little lame.
Yeah.
Vigo, the bad guy.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, here it is. This, you can find this patent literally on the Google patent website, Silent Subliminal Presentation System. And it basically goes into in very heavy jargon use about how ultrasonic frequency can hide a specific frequency within a spectrum of frequencies, like a radio wave that you're sending out. You can actually hide different signals within that at certain low frequencies to whatever it is that you're trying to do. And there's even a graph that they have showing how the kind of the whole thing works. And this was patented either in the 70s or 80s. So like right now, who knows? I mean, I think that we kind of have an idea what's kind of being used, because that will be the next topic, getting into the cell phone aspect. But Lindsay, I don't know why that link is not showing up in the doc. Are you able to pull that up? If not, I can probably pull it up.
She's not able to pull it up.
Oh, no, it says access to this website is blocked. Go figure. All right. I will, let me see if I can pull that up real fast, because that would be good. I can't believe it. They blocked that. Darn it. This isn't what I'm looking for. Okay, I'll keep looking for that. It's somewhere. I can't believe it. Oh, found it. Here it is. Okay, let me pull it up on my screen, actually. Sorry, guys.
I also thought it was really interesting in that last article we were reading how it was talking about those like waves they send out could be like a drug. Like it could get you addicted to the waves. Like that's really crazy.
It is. This is it right here. I was wrong. 1992, it was issued, this patent. Go ahead.
Well, Rob, look, it's like entering your pineal gland there, because it's right at the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
Brain can hear, voice, and understand.
Hypnotist voice varying.
Same patent we just showed.
What'd you say?
It's the same patent we just showed.
Yeah. This is kind of like translating what that patent is doing. And the people that were testing this on different, you know, people and whatnot, and how they were responding to it. And basically they could kind of control different aspects of the emotional, their emotions. Like this is highlighted sudden loss of stool, sexual excitement, depending on the piece of the, or the frequency that was being used actually. And some people were feeling really super happy. Some people like they felt like there was a knot in their stomach, and then all these different aspects. And we've actually talked about this on our couple of our shows. I think it was our Voice to God technology one that we really kind of went into. And there was a lot of documents that came out talking about this too. So the law enforcement does have something like this, where if to control a crowd, for example, there's a certain frequency that they use, and it basically just like everyone just like falls to the ground. You can't move if that is used against you. So yeah, this was our episode that you can find on Roz TV. Voice of God technology leaked in government docs for mind control. And yeah, I mean, it's a little older, but it's still relevant to what is going on right
now. An oldie, but a goodie.
Yes.
And, you know, great photography done for the thumbnail there.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I think that was me. So, and I think you took photos of me and I took photos of you. So
most likely.
Yeah. And, finally, like, you know, talking about the cell phone thing, this is where it gets really scary, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff talked about like 5G, right? And what, like really what's going on. Nexus Newsfeed has this article and the headline is titled Smartphone Addiction or Brainwave Entertainment. And it also just kind of gets into how all these devices that we have are all can like have a certain frequency to it, and how if you change these frequencies, it can literally affect different patterns in the body, which is, from my understanding, why TikTok and a lot of the social media stuff is kind of a little bit more dangerous, especially if they know these things and are doing something in this regard, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there we're in about TikTok, and especially since it's owned by China. So Lindsay, were you going to pull up that article?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, it says nearly all household electrical gadgets requiring a transmit frequency, i.e. mobile phones, Wi-Fi, TVs, and the Internet of Things use frequencies between 900 megahertz up to 10 gigahertz. All these devices use microwave radiation as a carrier frequency. These signals can be modulated using ELF signals, that's extremely low frequency signals, in the range of 10 hertz to 300 hertz. Behavioral and psychological changes can be introduced in individuals by transmitting a specific frequency that overpowers or wipes out a person's ability to act against that artificial brainwave signal, which is what they were experimenting with at Montauk. And those frequencies were at around 250 gigahertz, I think, which is really weird.
Yeah. So, I mean,
well, and, you know, Ben, also like those lasers, the lasers that they're experimenting with, the exact, well, very close to the exact technology exists at HARP, where the frequencies that they're beaming up into the ionosphere, they emit other frequencies down somewhere else where they want to completely annihilate any missiles that would be launched into the air. Yeah. There's a lot of different uses that they found for HARP. It's weird. Like no one can actually shoot a missile into the sky without HARP allowing it to.
That's interesting, actually. Yeah, I mean that, and like, and, you know, so looking at it from that perspective, like, okay, you know, this technology can be helpful because if, say, China launches a missile against the US, you know, all they need to do now is just send out a some frequency wave and it would probably just blow up the missile, right? I mean, but it's like at the same time, do they tell people that they have these abilities? And because then it's like, well, what else are they doing with these things, you know, which actually gets into why don't we start talking about the streetlight phenomenon thing? Not the one where you're walking underneath and it turns off, but which is also kind of cool and funny and weird. But the street lamps changing colors. So I don't know, Rob, have you seen any of these?
I have seen some of those.
Okay.
They suck. I hate them.
So, you know, what's interesting is that I kind of thought it was a little cool because I feel like sometimes at night, the really bright white lights are just too bright. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool because it's not as bright. And especially if you're like sleeping and you're, you know, you have one of those outside your window, it's just this like more of kind of a lighter, like kind of not so harsh, right? So I just assume that they've been slowly replacing these, the white ones with the blue ones. And I'm just finding out that there's this massive conspiracy about this and that they're not actually replacing them.
Yeah, so, they are. But when I was
According to the company themselves, they're not replacing them. The companies are saying
they were never white in the first place. They were
yellow
before.
Yellow.
Actually yellow lights, which are good for your body, actually.
Yeah.
And, right. And then they started changing to LEDs, and the LEDs are a much whiter light. And then the LEDs are now like they're becoming purple, or maybe they're aging and becoming purple. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this article Lindsay brought up from Business Insider, it's trying to figure out what's going on as well. So like I said, I just assumed that I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's whatever companies are trying to switch whoever owns these things or whatever legislation is coming into play, right? Well, I didn't realize that there's this massive conspiracy behind it. And bunch of them all around the country are now turning to purple or blue or, you know, whatever color you see. And in this article, they're trying to figure out why. And no one really seems to have an answer, which is that's the weird thing. So Duke Power, they said that the color shift has only affected about 1% of the LED streetlights that the utility had installed. But I don't understand this. So if different utility companies are all having a similar issue, or all these streetlights are supposedly turning purple, then that's like the worst excuse I've ever heard. It's like, isn't it just simple to like, someone's either replacing these or you just climb up and you just change it back to white? Like, I don't really understand.
Yeah, I mean, how expensive is that really?
Yeah.
Maybe if they stop pocketing the money in these cities and use the money for what it's supposed to be used for, it would be easier for them.
That's my queries for. So it sounds like there's one company that's in charge with the lights itself, that they actually have more of like a monopoly over this whole thing. And all the utility companies use this one brand. Acuity Brands. So it seems that according to Acuity Brands, that something happened and their lights are slowly turning purple. But again, that just doesn't make sense to me. How?
Well, this is great the way this article ends, where it says, yeah, it turns out that the problem is upstream. Over the past decade or so, the LED light business is consolidated, and a company called Acuity Brands now dominates the U.S. market. Every city with purple lights that responded to my queries or has public records on the matter bought its LED lights from Acuity. And from 2017 to 2019, somebody just moved everything up. I was reading that. Oh, from 2017 to 2019, it seems Acuity had a problem right where technology and globalism overlap. It's a really funny way to say it.
Yeah, it is a really funny way of saying it. And, you know, so they're trying to say, oh, this isn't a conspiracy. But what's super fascinating is that the blue light, you know, there's all these things to protect your eyes from the blue light from our computers, because our computers naturally give out blue light. And like, there's this article, blue light from screens causes premature aging. Here's why. So it goes into how it affects our skin care, the collagen breakdown, and it can lead to poor sleep.
That's what a lot of people are complaining about, is they can't get to sleep.
Yeah.
This is why there's that new edition, you know, the night edition to the iPhones, where you can actually go in the night shift, you know, button. It'll turn your screen more yellow.
Yeah, in all actuality, red light would probably be better, because it's softer, and that's what's used in a lot of a lot of like military aspect will use that, and a lot of like lights that we have that you can buy will have like a red light on it, just because it's not as bright and like, you know, in the dark, you know, you don't want something like super bright. It's like, oh, okay, you just turn on the red light and it's red, not blue or purple. So it's really fascinating, you know, and this is why this conspiracy came about. Like, where I was just under the impression that it's like, I was just seeing it in Miami mostly, you know, around here in Florida. So I just thought like, it's Miami. Everything's like this color light.
Like fluorescent in Miami.
Neon, and, you know,
like Miami looks like exactly like our backdrop.
Yeah, it does completely. Yeah. All the lights are like that. So seeing a purple light or a blue light in Miami is like nothing, you know. I didn't really think about it until I was seeing it on the other side, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. I'm like seeing these blue lights. And then when I was in Ohio, I was seeing them as well. So I'm like, what is going on? And that's when I realized there's this massive conspiracy unfolding about it. So, well,
you know, what's weird is like, think about what color fire is, right? So fire is like that yellow, white, yellow, orange light, depending on how hot the flame is.
And red.
So any lights that look like fire are going to be the healthiest for your body, because fire is an organic, natural to the earth substance. The problem with the purple and the blue lights are they are exactly the opposite of the yellow. That purple and that blue, that they're the opposite of the orange light. So they're going to have the opposite effect.
Yeah. And that's the hottest part of the flame.
That's blue is not a, that's such a small amount of blue.
Well, that one is, but right. I mean, if you were to see like a bigger flame, like, for
the
example,
the hotter a flame gets, the bluer it gets. Like, I get that, you know, like, it's just I mean, the idea though, basically, is like these blue lights, these purple lights, like, it's just strange. Like, why put those up?
Well, and the blue light is everything. It's in our TVs, it's in our smartphones, it's on any screen that we have, any of, like, you know, laptops, whatever. So, you know, and it can affect our health, it's saying. It can affect our sleep. It can affect even our productivity overall, because, you know, and that's why, like, people's eyes get tired and everything else. So they have special glasses that you can get that kind of protects your eyes from the blue light. So the fact that all these streetlights are coming up, it's just, I don't know, you know, when someone's like coming out saying like, here, no, this isn't a conspiracy, here's the answer, it makes me be like, well, I have questions that aren't answered. And it's interesting because, you know, even this Business Insider article, like, even the author's like, why is everything blue? I don't even know. And he wasn't really getting a straight answer either. So it's kind of interesting, you know. But if anyone has any videos, photos of anyone like tampering with anything or seeing like repair crew or anything else, I'm really curious to see one, if they're fixing a blue light or installing a blue light. So I don't know, but I imagine most of these things are probably just on switches in some organization's dark room somewhere,
right?
You know, they can just push a button and it changes color, but it's just, that is really crazy though,
right? So,
all right, we need to play another trailer, and when we get back, we'll keep talking about all this fun mind control stuff.
Let's do it.
War. Conquest. Death. Most World War II historians will highlight the politics of the time, but gloss over the truth behind Hitler's quest for power. The blood-spattered trail the Nazis smeared across the globe cannot be forgotten even today. But what if details were lost in the aftermath of the manic effort to create a Third Reich? Or what if they were left out of the history books on purpose? What if the Nazis were searching for something else? Particular artifacts Hitler had researched feverishly in his darkest days.